WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The 70th time a local man has been booked in the Brazos County Jail in 30 years was the result of running a Bryan policeman off the road.
According to the arrest report, the officer said he had to drive into the ditch on Waco Street to avoid being struck by a pickup driven by 52-year-old Kenneth Wayne Williams of College Station. Williams was arrested for driving with a suspended license, which was scheduled to be lifted in 3 months. He was also ticketed for having an open container of beer and driving a vehicle with an expired registration. According to the arrest report, Williams has 19 suspensions on his driver's license and has been convicted of 15 driving-related offenses. A Bryan man was booked in the county jail for the 23rd time since 2001 after running a red light Friday morning at 29th and Briarcrest. 32-year-old Elijah Adams is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest by Bryan police for driving without a valid license with prior convictions and possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, Adams has 52 suspensions on his driver's license and has 12 convictions for driving-related offenses. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two people were taken to the hospital with major injuries following a domestic disturbance in Bryan Sunday morning during the 2 o'clock hour. Police arrested 48-year-old Fernando Hinojosa of Bryan on 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. BPD reported one of the two victims, who is an unidentified family member, was either shoved or fell out of a vehicle, and then the vehicle backed up and possibly ran over his leg. The second victim, according to police, was trying to help the first victim when they were struck on the head with a beer bottle. The bystander was admitted to the hospital. College Station police report it took 2 shots from a taser to bring an intoxicated man under control from a fight with officers after the bars closed in Northgate early Sunday morning. A California man, 33-year-old Navy AFE, is accused of beating an officer who was treated at the scene by fire department EMTs for multiple injuries in the parking lot of the Gigham Food Mart on University. College Station police responding to a report of suspicious activity at an apartment complex at 2 in the morning on Saturday found several vehicles with their trunks open. A resident at Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler reported seeing 2 white men dressed in all black. PD caught one of the suspects, 19-year-old Brandon Scanlon, who told officers, according to the arrest report, he broke into 4 or 5 vehicles. One of 2 women accused of stealing from their employer last December has been arrested. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, 26-year-old Heather Thompson is accused of taking almost $2,100 from the retail store Calendar Holdings through fraudulent returns, cash deposits, and thefts from the cash register. The single largest monetary commitment in the history of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M is coming from the founding family. Texas A&M Foundation has announced a 10-year, $25 million contribution from the foundation established by Lowry and Peggy Mays of San Antonio.
A large chunk of this gift is going toward a proposed expansion of our Wehner building.
Dean Eli Jones says the gift is a reflection of the Mays family support of the business school's new strategic plan, which has a vision to advance the world's prosperity. And a portion of the gift is going towards entrepreneurship.
We're establishing a Lowry Mays E-Academy, Entrepreneurship Academy, and we're excited about that. That'll help those students that are very interested in entrepreneurship.
The gift brings the overall lifetime giving by the Mays family to $47 million. That includes the $15 million given in 1996 that resulted in renaming the business school where Lowry Mays graduated in 1957. MSC Opus is wrapping up their season this week with 2 performances of Once the Musical.
It really delivers on every level. It won Best Musical. It won Best Book. The story is wonderful. It won Best Score.
Executive Director Ann Black on WTAW's The Infomaniac says performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets are available online at mscopus.org. Black says next season's lineup will be announced to the season ticket holders on April 27th and then to the public on May 30th. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes past 8. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a helicopter egg drop featuring 35,000 eggs, all filled with delicious goodies. All children, 6th grade and younger, are invited to join in the fun in collecting some eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service and our brand new Spanish-speaking service at 11:15. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Showers and thunderstorms will move through the area this morning. A few may produce gusty winds and locally heavy downpours. Temperatures very close to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Some showers and thunderstorms possible, 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Thursday, some sunshine. The chance of a shower. Highs Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. Anyhow, we don't have any of this. It's, you know, it's still dark outside.
Is though. It?
Yeah, it's just that there's not any precipitation around.
Okay.
It's going to be that way. So a caller during the news with a good point on the New York free tuition thing, the reason they have to stay in New York after they graduate and work is so they can pay those wonderfully outrageous taxes they have there.
Right.
Thus, that helps.
It all evens out.
I suppose so. But it is a tremendous cash flow difference from paying it out over years as paying to the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're not happy with our airlines right now. Well, some of them.
Mm.
Some of them we are. And then there's this cell phone thing.
It looks like you'll have to keep your cell phone in airplane mode while flying. The Federal Communications Commission looking at scrapping plans to allow personal cell phone use while aboard commercial airliners. 4 years ago, the FCC began looking into a proposal to allow airlines to install cellular equipment on aircraft. The agency's chair believes there are enough votes to axe that plan. While the telecommunications industry supported the proposal, most passengers, especially frequent flyers, voiced opposition to lifting the ban. If the proposal is quashed, you'd still be able to use apps on your smartphone or connect to the airline's onboard Wi-Fi as long as your cellular service was turned off. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Okay. So you're not going to get to use your phone like you wanted to back then. So Good Housekeeping has put together a list of the top slang terms for every year from 1926 all the way up through 2006.
Ooh, this should be fun.
Oh, yeah. You know it. So they did that. So let's see. For instance, 1960 was Dullsville.
Dullsville. Daddy-o.
Yeah, so we'll just run through the 10 that during that decade. There was Dullsville, Bratty, Drop Dead Gorgeous, Mickey Mouse, which meant goofing off at work.
Okay.
Really? Aw shucks.
Oh, wait, that explains the Mickey Mouse thing. Explains why people say, what kind of Mickey Mouse operation you're running
around
here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Grody, which was gross.
Ew, yeah, Grody.
Yeah, kegger.
Sweet.
Freak flag.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Bippy. And
what did Bippy mean?
Bippy, I think, let me see. I know that was a laugh-in thing.
Okay.
During the television show Laugh-In. So let me... they've got the entire list. I have to just drag through each one of them. We'll see what, because I can't honestly remember what Bippy meant.
Okay.
Bippy, reference to the rear end.
Oh.
Ah, okay. All right. There you go. So that was, apparently that's Goldie Hawn would come out and say something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
So, all right. So let me see. So now what year were you born, Brad?
I was born 1983.
Okay, 1983. The word was beatbox back then.
Beatbox.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Here are the 70s, Dorky, Deadheads, Guilt Trip, Carbo, which was short for carbs, or carbohydrates, Motorhead, Detox, Hardball, Brewski, there's another beer thing, Pig Out, and Nostalgia Fest.
All right.
Okay. All right, now, Chelsea, you were born?
88.
Okay. So here are the 80s. Frizzy, 1980. Then Chill Pill, Buff.
Take a chill pill.
That's right. Beatbox, as we mentioned.
Yep.
That's Major, meaning very important.
Yeah.
Okay. Radness, Stud Muffin.
Ooh.
Couch Surfing. F-Bomb.
Oh.
Just saying. And Trash Talk.
Okay.
All right. Now, the 90s were Cool, spelled K-E-W-L.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tidy Whiteys. Not.
Not.
Okay, that came from Wayne's World, pretty
yep.
much.
Mm.
Da Bomb. Benjamins in 1994. 1995 was As If. 96 was Whatever.
Whatever.
1997 was Jiggy. 98 was Fat, spelled
P-H-A-T.
Right. Number, mm-hmm. And 1999, it was Bling.
Bling.
Yeah.
Show off your bling.
And the 2000s, 2000 was What's Up?
Oh. What's Up?
Yeah. And then we got Whale Tail.
Whale Tail?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Okay. It, yeah.
Okay. We'll skip now. Yeah.
Just thongs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, okay.
Whale Tail.
Well, it did stay around. That was in 2001. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hella. It was 2002. Then,
hella cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peeps. 2004, Muffin Top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I know. Okay.
There you go. Faux Shizzle.
Faux Shizzle.
Okay. I don't
That's a Snoop Dogg.
No, yeah. Is it? Oh, okay.
Lyric. Yeah.
And then Sick.
Yeah.
No, okay. Dude, that's sure the
oh,
Sick.
Sick,
yeah,
man.
Right. All right. So let me see. Let me go back to when I was born, because they go all the way back to 1926, even though I wasn't born.
Was
then.
That it? 1926.
Yeah.
So they almost exactly. got your birthday.
That's
yeah.
right. 1950. It was Beautiful People. That was Hollywood lingo
oh.
going mainstream for you know, people who were beautiful people.
Okay.
1951 was Nerd. Okay. Divey. As in dive bar.
Okay, so like that place is a little divey.
Exactly. 1953, okay. The hip word was hippie.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's where
Makes
we learned
sense.
Far out. The Boonies in 1994.
Oh.
The word cool. Cool Just in 1955.
Regular. C-O-O-L.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Now that's cool.
Nitpickers. Mm. Ennsville. Hey, man, that's Ennsville. Nuke and hot dog, a phrase to use to basically show off. So
oh,
there you are.
That's
popular,
fun.
Popular slang phrases from back in the day. All right. So you knew there had to be these kind of people out there. You may plan on eating a lot of marshmallow peeps over the Easter weekend. you may have already gotten started. Who knows? I promise you haven't done this. Competitive eater named Matt Stoney. Just set a new world record, 255 peeps in 5 minutes.
How many?
255.
Did his stomach explode?
I don't know. I'm thinking that his teeth will never be the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably just swallowed them.
Yeah. That. Oh,
dipped them in water.
Even better. Even better. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then squirt and crush them. Crush their little egg and their little bodies
yeah.
and then just throw them down your throat.
What okay. are the odds that a guy named Matt Stoney would be a
yeah,
competitive eater?
Yeah. Every 8-year-old girl in America would accept this gig immediately. A 62-year-old guy named Stephen Oldbury owns a farm in Ontario, Canada, and he's offering to let someone live there rent-free for the rest of their life. All they have to do is take really good care of the animals.
Oh,
that
really?
Would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Until it's not.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, Ontario, Canada, I would think weather could be problematic sometimes.
Mm.
He posted an ad last week looking for animal lovers who might be interested. His farm has a nice big house, several barns, lots of land, but he's getting too old to take care of it. He wants to move to Japan. Okay. He's got a bunch of cows and sheep and chicken and ducks, and he thought about selling the place and having them relocated, but some of them are old too, and he cares really more about them than he does about the money. He doesn't need it. So he will pay all the food and vet bills, and it's yours. It's 40 miles southwest of Ontario. But again, it gets really, really cold in the winter.
Yeah.
But somebody will take him up on that.
Yeah, that's kind of nifty.
It sounds like a good idea until you're taking care of the animals
that's
in the
right.
cold.
Couple of baseball stories, 8:19. Couple of baseball stories for you. Now, you might know that Martha Stewart follows baseball.
Ugh, she's the worst.
Yeah, well.
I'm so mad at her for this.
Okay. Mike Pineda, is that his name? Michael Pineda?
I believe so.
Okay, he's a New York Yankees pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Was two-thirds of the way through a perfect game yesterday. Okay, perfect game. That means nobody gets on base. Nothing.
Nobody.
Okay? That means 27 up, 27 down. No hits, no walks, no hit batsmen, no errors.
Errors, yep.
Okay. It's only been done, by the way, 23 times in history. Last time was in 2012. So anyway, Michael had one going in the seventh inning, and that's when Martha decided to open her big mouth and jinx it.
Let's tweet about it.
She did. She tweeted, "It's the top of the seventh here at Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees are pitching a perfect game versus the Tampa Rays." 3 minutes later, he gives up a hit. The whole thing goes up in smoke. He even loses the shutout.
Ugh.
Thanks a lot, Martha.
Martha. You know, we had this conversation on air the other day because I was broadcasting for Texas A&M softball, and it wasn't, we weren't talking about a perfect game or even a no-hitter. It was just the run rule effect, which in college softball, if you're winning by eight or more runs after the fifth inning, they call the game instead of playing the last two innings.
Okay.
And so, of course, we bring it up, and of course, Texas A&M doesn't get the run rule. It ends up going to a full seven innings, but I mentioned, you know, as broadcasters, though, you have to explain the rules. Now, in this situation, Martha just needs to keep her fingers off of her phone.
That doesn't have to do that. Doesn't have to do that. Okay. We don't necessarily want to run you to the internet, but this is pretty amazing. Have you heard about the Market Square Tower in Houston?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is this what I think it is?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
What they did, this has been done before. I forget there's another country where they did it, but Houston's Market Square apartment building has posted a video of their glass-bottom swimming pool, and it basically is terrifying.
Yes. 40 stories?
Yeah, 40 stories above the ground, and has a plexiglass bottom that allows swimmers to, they say, feel like they're floating over the city. The pool was built 500 feet above city streets. Rooms at the complex rent for just over $1,800 a month for a studio, about $19,000 a month for the penthouse. So it shows video.
Oh, my gosh. There that is terrifying.
Yeah, even the video is terrifying.
Okay, it's just a guy, and you see his bare feet in the pool, and he walks over the edge where it extends.
Oh.
I went to the CN Tower in Toronto, and it's got a floor like that.
Yeah.
And you know, you feel your surroundings, and so that helped a little bit.
Right.
But I really didn't care much about looking down. Now, I looked one time. I looked down because it's right by the baseball park, and so you could see into the field, and that's kind of interesting. But I really didn't want to linger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This thing, because it's shot so that all you see are the guy's feet and what is below his feet, which is
And there's only, what, maybe 3 feet off the ledge that you can actually see that.
Exactly.
But
it's a terrifying
three video is terrifying.
Yeah, it is. So go grab that at work today.
That's fine.
Show that to somebody. They'll think that's cool. We found a reason to not live in Hawaii. We'll tell you about that next half hour. We're going to
besides the price of everything.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah, there's that going on. But
and sharks.
It's a health situation.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
Okay. So Sci-Fi Network. Speaking of sharks, by the way, Sci-Fi Network announced Friday that Sharknado 5. You know, I teased it yesterday.
You did.
But we didn't do the story. Once again, it will star Ian Ziering and Tara Reid. It will debut on Sunday, August the 6th. I don't remember what it is. I think Clip Howard had somebody who has something to do with Sharknado.
I feel like he had an actor from Sharknado on his show.
I'm sure that it's fine. They'll be more than happy to come back. They always
definitely
are, because it's Sharknado.
Can't lose the star power of Tara Reid.
Yeah. In case you were wondering, the movie will not be tied to the Discovery Channel's annual Shark Week, which begins 2 weeks earlier. That'll be on Sunday, July 23rd. Variety reports that Sci-Fi also has a new series called Blood Drive, which will premiere on July 14th. That's a Wednesday. There are several possible scenarios for the series with this name, and the winner is a cross-country car race with cars that run on blood.
Ew.
Human blood.
Oh. Why are we wasting human blood on that?
Right?
Alan Ritchson stars as a good cop on the series who gets made to attempt the race with Christina Ochaka. I don't know who that is. No word on who's supplying the blood.
Who?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's an interesting news story.
Ratings for NBC's Saturday Night Live this past weekend down a bit from the last news show that they had that had been hosted by Scarlett Johansson. This one, Louis C.K. was the host and featured the Donald Trump skits by Alec Baldwin along with a musical guest, the Chainsmokers. So starting next week, Saturday Night Live will go live on both coasts for the remainder of the season. Oh, that'll be interesting.
Okay.
You're going to do two shows, I guess? Is that how that'll work?
I'm not sure.
All right. Carrie Fisher's not done with Star Wars. Remember,
nope.
She's not alive.
Right.
Her brother Todd tells the New York Daily News that Carrie's Princess Leia, who appeared in last December's Star Wars The Last Jedi, will also appear in Star Wars Episode 9, due out in 2019, after he and Carrie's daughter, Billy Lord, gave permission to use footage that was shot before her death.
So it sounds like, and apparently they came out and said they weren't going to do any type of CGI or anything like that. It's just extra footage that they shot, and they're going to be able to incorporate it somehow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They'll have to build lines around her.
Yes, probably. Right? Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's it. All right. 826.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. We'll see some new economic data today. The Labor Department will share numbers on February job openings, while survey results from the Federal Reserve will shed light on how easily small businesses are operating and securing loans. Google is responding to Labor Department charges that it underpays women. Google's VP of People Operations, Eileen Naughton, posts in a blog today that the technology giant conducts extremely scientific and robust annual analyses to help calculate fair salaries. Forget about returning a phone call 30,000 feet up. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says the agency will no longer consider relaxing the rules on in-cabin phone calls, and he even calls the plan to look into the idea ill-conceived. But the Department of Transportation believes the FCC doesn't have the final say on this, so mid-air peace and quiet for passengers could still be up in the air. Futures are trending downward. Monday's trading volume, the lightest of the year so far. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P closing only fractionally higher. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000. Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Lakes on a high salt diet. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Winter is becoming an icy memory, but the salt we spread on streets and sidewalks to melt that ice persists, slowly turning our freshwater lakes and even our drinking water salty.
In some regions, we're actually tasting some of the salt in our drinking water, which is pretty unpleasant.
That's University of Wisconsin-Madison limnologist Hillary Dugan. She and her colleagues report in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that salt levels in northern lakes are rising despite improved management policies because road salt's been accumulating in soil for decades.
Most aquatic species are adapted to extremely freshwater environments, and what we end up seeing is usually a loss in biodiversity.
She says it will take many years of reduced salt use before the lakes will be able to flush the sodium chloride out of the system. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
David Yerman has been part of the David Gardner collections for a long, long time. David's carried Yerman. Yerman's available in a lot of places, but David has the VIP Club, which we've told you about before, where you can accrue points and then use them the next year to buy more David Yerman product. And David Yerman also has taken kind of an interesting move and change in that they have the line that's called the Continuance line. And what it is really pretty simple, very clean type designs. And they introduced the Continuance line, I want to say about 3 weeks ago, at David Gardner's. And so stop in and see that. If David Yerman has not necessarily appealed to you before, this is kind of a new look and a new direction for them. So you can see that. And, of course, you'll see an expanded DG Designs collection there at David Gardner's. More and more people ask for it. That's basically the response that David got. And so as a result, you see more and more DG Designs in the displays at David Gardner's. Of course, they continue to be an authorized Rolex dealer as well. Stop in and see them at 911 University Drive. It's David Gardner's.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least five devices with critical data. Email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive, to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. With iDrive, PCs, Macs, tablets, and smartphones, all automatically backed up and protected with ultra-secure military-grade 256-bit AES encryption, safe against hard drive crashes, viruses, ransomware, theft, fires, and floods. Your data can never be lost when it's stored on iDrive. Plans start at just $5.95 a month. Remember, today's hackers go at it 24/7, so don't put this off. Sign up right now at iDrive.com. Save 75% on your first year service when you use my name, Kim, as your promo code. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. iDrive.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your news at your forecast coming up after the news, which is brought to you today by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The namesake of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M has more than doubled its investment in the university. The A&M Foundation has received a $25 million commitment over the next 10 years from the foundation established by Lowry and Peggy Mays of San Antonio. The contribution is also added to the foundation's Lead by Example campaign, bringing the total to more than $2.5 billion towards their goal of $4 billion. Lowry Mays graduated from the business school in 1957 and later served two terms on the A&M System's Board of Regents. As Texas A&M continues its Step In and Stand Up Against Sexual Violence campaign, university police receive a report of an attempted sexual assault in a dormitory room. The victim, who lives at Gaynor Hall, reported being awakened by a man who broke into her room and was sitting on her roommate's bed. The woman grabbed a knife as the man approached her. After she poked the knife at the man, he left. The suspect's description and UPD's list to protect yourself are online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man with 52 suspensions on his driver's license returned to the Brazos County Jail for a brief time, marking his 23rd visit in 16 years.
32-year-old Elijah Adams is out on bond following his arrest by Bryan police Friday morning for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions and possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, a patrolman stopped Adams after running a red light at 29th and Briarcrest. In addition to the suspensions, Adams has 15 convictions for driving-related offenses. A College Station man whose 19th suspension on his driver's license since 2007 was scheduled to be lifted in July was arrested after being behind the wheel Sunday at 1 in the morning. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, a pickup driven by 52-year-old Kenneth Wayne Williams swerved into the path of an oncoming patrol vehicle. Officers said he had to drive off Waco Street and into the ditch to avoid being struck. According to online jail records, this is the 70th time Williams has been booked in the county jail since 2001. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This week marks the end of the 2016-17 MSC Opus season. Executive Director Ann Black on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says you've got two chances to see Once the musical.
And the musicianship is just incredible. Mm. The actors are also the musicians, mm-hmm. So all this fabulous, wonderful fun. Irish music is happening just right in front of you, as opposed to the band is in the pit or hidden somewhere backstage.
Black says the love story set in Dublin has won several awards, including Best Musical. Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in Rudder Auditorium. Then on May 30th, MSC Opus will announce next season's lineup. Season ticket holders will be notified a month before. More information and tickets are online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Good morning, 836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs, let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will move through the area this morning. A few may produce gusty winds and locally heavy downpours. Temperatures very close to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Some showers and thunderstorms possible, 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Thursday, some sunshine, the chance of a shower. Highs Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, sir.
This is the first time we've gotten a chance to talk to you since the Senate voted last week to freeze tuition rates at public universities for 2 years and also put together some performance benchmarks for them. The chancellor called it a punitive move against Texas A&M and other schools. Give us your thoughts on why you voted for this.
Well, I think it's important to have performance metrics at our state institutions of higher education. And you know, I think the citizens of Texas want to make sure that they're doing their job regarding meeting 6-year graduation rates, 4-year graduation rates, and are being held to account. So I wouldn't call it punitive. I'd call it more accountable.
Senator Watson, I think, introduced a couple of bills having to do with campus rape yesterday that were approved by the Senate.
Right.
Give us a scope of those bills.
Well, those are important bills, and ones I voted for in committee when they came through State Affairs and, of course, on the floor yesterday. You know, this culture of silence regarding campus sexual assault and rape, and, you know, this is just far too common, and we've seen far too many high-profile cases, Baylor University, I guess, being the highest profile of late. And, you know, it's important that we have a mechanism in place that gets rid of that culture of silence and allows for reporting, anonymous reporting, and some mandatory reporting to the Title IX coordinator of each campus. And I do want to recognize A&M, that they were on the forefront of this, and with their stand up against sexual assault endeavor, and I think that's shows a lot of foresight on the part of President Young.
Just your observation as a state senator, as a parent, should the process be through the legal system, or should it be through Title IX or on campus, as far as you're concerned? Your opinion.
Well, I think there should be reporting on campus, and this culture of silence should not be tolerated. People should be felt comfortable and encouraged to report concerns about sexual assault and allegations of sexual assault, so they can be properly investigated.
The Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has been a leading proponent of school vouchers, and he wanted the House to express their opinion, and in the budget vote last week they did. They resoundingly said they are not interested in that. Do you believe that vouchers are dead in this session?
Well, certainly the House has spoken regarding that issue in their budget debate. It wasn't actually a bill that was, debated on the floor. It's an amendment, and anybody that's watched the House budgetary process can certainly see how, in depth of discussion regarding an issue, it doesn't go through the full process. Mm-hmm. And so whether or not, an independent bill would have the same type of reaction if it was fully debated in committee and then debated on the floor might be of some discussion. But certainly they spoke in their amendment and approval of their amendment. I'm a little bit disappointed. I think the compromise that was passed off the Senate floor addressed the concerns of rural school districts, but at the same time addressed the concerns of parents that have children that are in failing schools or parents of children with disabilities when that school district that they're attending that can't meet the requirements or concerns or needs of that disabled child. I thought it was a well-thought-out bill that passed the Senate, and I wish it would get a fair hearing through the proper committee structure in the House.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin this morning. Tomorrow you have a hearing. You're chairman of Health and Human Services. Anything of import there that we need to know about?
Well, again, my highest concern and priority is reforming our DFPS and CPS system and making sure that we properly investigate allegations of neglect and abuse and reform our foster care system to make sure that we can take care of those children that are under the care and supervision of the state. And we have a number of bills and continue to debate the proper methods and reforms and funding that are necessary to accomplish that goal.
Senate, of course, already passed your budget. The House passed theirs on Friday, so now it'll go to conference committee.
That's right.
Do we know when the conference committee will be named?
I think it'll be named next week, mm-hmm. early next week, probably Monday or Tuesday.
Probably how many members will be on that?
There'll be 5 Senate members and 5 House members.
Okay.
And each member has a certain responsibility regarding one aspect of the budget, other than the chair, who has the total responsibility.
So now, if you are on this body, and you have been before, so it would make sense since you oversee the largest portion of that budget, does a senator make a presentation to the entire committee, or what are the actual mechanics as you try to get your hands around this thing?
Well, each article, the Article 2 subcommittee chair, which I was last time, and we'll see if Governor Patrick reappoints me this time around, but they sit across from the Article 2 House member subcommittee chair, and there's 25 or 30 other people in the room, and we go item by item of disagreement between the House budget and the Senate budget and hammer out the differences. Mm-hmm. And then we report it to the chairs, Chair Zerwas and Chair Nelson, and then to the full committee at a later time. But you have a lot of authority and ability to negotiate your specific article within the conference committee. So a lot of responsibility is put on you as a conference conferee. But another, also being a conferee is also very important because you also have increased input regarding the other articles as well. And of course, one article in particular is Article 3, Higher Education and Public Education. I want to make sure that A&M has a fair representation and distribution of any funds and differences between the House budget and the Senate budget.
Well, it'll be interesting as the I don't know if you would guess how long that process is going to take. Just your ballpark, because you've been there before.
It takes about 2 weeks.
Okay, and if you're ahead of schedule, that'll be a good thing, huh?
That's right.
It probably won't. All right. Anything else of import that'll be going on the floor of the Senate that we need to know about today?
Well, I passed a couple of eminent domain bills, strengthening landowner rights and private property rights yesterday, and there's some bills regarding high-speed rail that passed out of committee that will be going to the floor in the near future that I'm obviously keenly interested in, and I think many constituents in Senate District 5 are supportive of. So those are big issues for the district. Higher education continues to be a big topic of concern and discussion, particularly the funding of higher education. And again, I want to make sure that Texas A&M, this is always a work in progress, and there are differences between the House budget and the Senate budget regarding funding. We'll see if we can improve on the higher education and the equity between the distribution of how it's funded as the process moves forward.
State Senator Charles Hoerner joins us on Tuesdays. The entire interview will be archived on our website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time this morning, Senator.
You bet. You have a great day.
All right, thank you too. Thanks. Bye. All right, it's quarter nine. Let's find out what's going on at the Chamber. Kim's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks.
What you got for us?
Well, I want to talk about our business after hours. It's coming up. It's going to be sponsored by the Eagle. It'll be there in their press room on Thursday, April the 20th. From 5:30 to 7.
So
come join us for that business after hours. It's going to be great. It's free. Everyone can attend.
Right price.
Yes, definitely. Lots of good stuff to eat and drink, too. We have a new member orientation coming up. That's sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services, and that's going to be on April 24th from 3:30 to 5 at the Chamber office. So you want to give us a call at 260-5200 to register for that. We just need to know if you're coming, but that is also at the right price, free. So
yeah.
Come and learn about the Chamber. And I want to mention our spring job fair. It's sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. And the hospitality sponsor for this is Wayfair. It's going to be Thursday, April 27th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton College Station. We still have booths available, so if you're an employer looking to hire, please get in touch with me. I can help you out with that. And if you're looking for a job, just get your resume ready and come on out. We will have a booth there to help you if you need a little extra set of eyes to look at your resume for you as well. We've got several ribbon cuttings coming up this week. Today, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at Jumping World from 4:30 to 5. That's a trampoline park located near the Target in Bryan. So come jump with us there today. And tomorrow, we're going to do a deluxe ribbon cutting with 7D Ranch from 4:30 to 5:30. They are located pretty close to Navasota, so it's a little bit of a drive, but I think it's going to be worth it. Kind of a new venue,
sure.
Dude Ranch.
Okay.
Lots of hunting there.
All right.
So it might be something everybody's interested in. And if you can't make it out for the ribbon cutting today, they are going to have an Easter egg hunt this Saturday, okay. April 15th, for the kids. And that is free also. So be sure and come out and see 7D Ranch. And then Thursday from 4:30 to 5, April 13th, we're going to be at P&H Services. They're located there on Texas Avenue. And let's see, it looks like they provide a comprehensive suite of durable medical equipment services and for women. So we have lots of ribbon cuttings this week, so keeping everybody busy. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight is Wells Fargo Bank. And to find out more information about all of our events that we have coming up, you can go to our website, bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, we visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hey, good morning. About 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, checking the weather. By the way, the good thing is if you're headed down toward Houston, none of this is down there. This is all happening really in the more eastern part of the state, and so don't expect to have to deal with any of that. But if you are headed up toward Waco, this stuff hits about Hearn, and you'll be in shower activity all the way up in that direction. But again, most of it to the northeast of us. The other thing is to consider is that there's some stuff that's starting to develop down around New Braunfels and Seguin and Lockhart, which is considerably south. And if things track northeasterly, then it looks like that would be able to hit the Bryan College Station area, and it'll be a while before it hits, and doesn't seem to be too heavy, at least right now, and so we'll see what happens. Police in India have arrested the criminal mastermind who ran a massive call center scam where callers pretended to be IRS agents and swindled U.S. Americans out of $300 million.
Oh, wow.
They finally got that guy.
I was going to say, I hope that's the one that's, you know, that we keep reporting about here, too, even, you know.
Don't know, not sure, but at least that one, we got that one out of there, so.
That's something to salute right there.
I would think so. So those living in poverty in Rome will soon be able to have clean clothes. Pope Francis has opened a free laundromat for the poor in the city. Currently has 6 washing machines, 6 dryers, and some irons that have been donated by Whirlpool. Procter & Gamble is donating laundry detergent and fabric softener. Yeah, because the poor need fabric softener.
Yeah, right.
Within a few months, showers and a barbershop and medical services will be installed. Now, that is a great idea.
Sure.
I mean, that's something that certainly has been needed there, and who better than the Pope to do that? But that's really cool. So, there you go.
All right.
If you want to improve your sleep, ready for some not-so-incredible sleep advice?
Here sure.
Goes. Okay. A study says to improve sleep, cut back on late-day coffee drinks.
Nope.
Okay, and stay off Facebook.
Nope.
So there. Okay, not going to happen.
Yeah,
maybe.
No, I actually have, I mean, I guess people for normal schedules, they really advise not to drink any type of caffeine after noon.
Yeah.
Because it messes with your sleep cycle.
Sorry, I'm going to do that anyway.
Okay.
Rolling Stones song Paint It Black, okay, mm-hmm. was released with an accidental stray comma in the title on the record cover. So it said Paint It, comma, Black. That made people think there might be negative racial connotations in the song.
Oh.
My gosh.
And I never understand how many people look at that before it gets printed.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's a big one.
There should be people doing that.
Because there's only 3 words.
Yep. Right.
And there shouldn't be any punctuation.
Right. In ancient Persia, people debated ideas twice. Once when they were sober and once when they were drunk. The idea had to sound good in both conditions before they would move forward on it. Kind of interesting. That's kind of what they do in the House and Senate.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, okay. So how much cash is in circulation in U.S. America? There's enough cash for every single person in the country to carry around $4,200 with them.
Wow.
No, that's that.
All right.
Used car chain CarMax. Heard of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Once or twice?
With the car fox.
Yeah, that's right. Did you know it was created by Circuit City in 1991?
Really?
Yeah.
They split off and became a separate company in 2002. Clearly, they're still doing well.
I was going to say, they're still in business.
Didn't work out for Circuit City so well.
They tanked in 2009, so. All right, here we go. Some people who rely on fitness trackers to see how hard they work out may want to rethink that approach. Here's a new study from the University of Wisconsin. Suggest the increasingly popular devices may get more accurate heart rate readings when users are at rest than when they are doing their exercises.
Mm.
Now, do you wear one of those when you exercise?
Sometimes, but I honestly don't pay a lot of attention. Like, I don't base my workout off of what my heart rate is.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Right. The results suggest that while trackers may help monitor their daily activity, it's not clear that the heart rate readouts would be accurate enough to help the patients. And it's like you said, so that you would know.
I was going to say, if anything, I use it for steps and then to see what time it is.
They have watches for those, too.
Well, yeah, that too.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom White Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 60.
800-215-0215.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Achoo! Allergies acting up? It could be that time of the year. Don't let allergens in. For a cleaner, healthier home environment, call Barker's Heating and Cooling about a Lennox Healthy Climate Indoor Air Quality System. And as a premier Lennox dealer, they have a wide range of options for year-long comfort. Now through March 31st, purchase a 16-SEER complete system and get a Lennox Pure Air Purification System free. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com for details. License TACLA 28101C.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Of course, you know we're teaming with Audible Hearing Centers to give away a complete system for one lucky person. You need to go to WTAW.com, and you can enter the sweepstakes right there, and we're going to do that on Friday. So, when a Missouri mom named Rebecca asked her daughter Audrey how she'd like to celebrate birthday number 3, she said one word, poop. For months, every time we mentioned the party, Audrey requested poop balloons and a poop cake. Yep. I tried to suggest other themes. She would not have it. Insisted on poop.
Was she getting it from, like, the poop emoji?
Probably.
You know, yes.
I would hope so.
Matter of fact, yes.
Okay.
Ultimately, she and her husband decided to embrace the weird, and they gave Audrey the party that she wanted.
Good parent.
The unconventional party took place in October at the family's home in St. Louis. The guests played Pin the Poop. Okay, they had a picture of a toilet. Okay.
Oh, so okay, that's okay. Better than what I was
thinking.
Yeah.
No. Pin the Poop. No. And then they played Pin the Poop and enjoyed the poop emoji pinata that was filled with Tootsie Rolls and Hershey's Kisses.
Yes. Oh.
Received whoopee cushions as favors. Oh. And Rebecca even dressed in a poop costume, which had the poop emoji on it.
That's fantastic.
Yep. Mom said everybody loved the party, thought it was hilarious. She said, I expected the grandparents to question it, but they came right in and laughed and joined the
good.
Poop.
Yeah. Hey, she's going to be a future plumber, you know?
So that's fun. That's right. That's good parenting. Then there's this, a guy in Germany, he's 52, his daughter, 14, parked on the side of the road in his Renault convertible about 19 miles north of Munich when the tractor trailer came by, turned and swerved its payload in their direction. The payload happened to be liquid poop, and covered them, the car, top to bottom. Police pretty sure the car's right off now.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty well grossed out over the whole thing.
Yeah, but see, that's not quite as cute as the poop party.
No, it's really not. No, it's not a good deal. So, former monkey Mike Nesmith has a memoir coming out on April the 18th. It's called Infinite Tuesday, an autobiographical riff. The LA Times says Mike only spends one chapter on the group that made him famous.
Really?
Yep. He said, quote, to watch the internal dynamics of the monkey's pursuit, it is to say what was good about it. It was gratifying, but it's not the topic of the book. He does talk about his mom, who invented liquid paper, which she sold in 1979 for $50 million. That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, a lot. Yep. It's a lot today.
Yeah.
She helped finance his early video projects like Pop TV, which actually some people say was the first MTV.
Oh, okay.
It did influence MTV. On April 14th, Rhino will release a companion album. The book has 14 tracks with Mike's career with the Monkees and also as a solo artist. So there. Plenty of live music festivals this summer. This one's pretty interesting in the fall. It's called Rock Getaway. It's called the ultimate musical destination for rock fans. There are 4, 7, and 11-day packages at the Hard Rock Hotel in Mexico. October 26th to November 5th, you'll get to see Don Henley, Santana, Steve Miller, Roger Daltrey and his solo band, Bad Company, Blue Oyster Cult, and Foghat. Wonder how much that'll cost.
Yeah.
Seriously. To mention getting to Mexico.
Yeah, that part too. All right, now you remember that television in Norway has been a little boring. We did the story about how they did knitting. Do You remember that knitting a pullover sweater?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, it was about 3 or 4 months ago we did that story. They've launched their next slow TV project. It's following reindeer migration.
Of course
later
it is.
This month. Yeah, a TV producer for the reindeer TV project says the animals will decide the pace depending on weather conditions. They'll just have, I guess, little GoPros on them, so we'll get to follow that. Okay, so slow TV is a thing in Norway. Yeah. We're back tomorrow, WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 9 o'clock.